Verse 33. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go and fight against this Philistine to fight with him, for you're a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. In other words, when he was your age, he's been fighting battles since he was your age, and you're just starting out. How could you go up against this giant? But what does David say? But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep the father's sheep. There's that phrase again. David was a keeper of the sheep. And he says, listen, not only did I keep sheep, I protected sheep. And he says, here's what I did. He says, when the lion or the bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, did he say, well, that's okay, leave him be. Let him go his own way, and that sheep gets what he deserves anyway. Sometimes that's how we treat the Lord's sheep. Sometimes we say, well, you know what? They were never with us anyway. Leave him be. That's not David. David says, you know what? That bear's going to take him. I'm going after the bear. That lion's going to attack that sheep. I'm going after that lion. I'm going to have a heart of a shepherd. And the heart of the shepherd, I remember Brother Ed Van Ryan told me years and years ago, I learned so much about shepherding God's sheep from dear brother, old brother Ed Van Ryan. And he told me once, because I said, you know, I think this case is hopeless. I said that. I'm sorry I said it, but I said it. And he says, Tim, you never, never give up on one of God's sheep. A shepherd never gives up on the sheep. And that's David. David didn't just say, okay, that's lunch for the bear. No. David said, you know what? I'm going after it. And he says in verse 33, 34, he says, when the lion or the bear came and took the lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and I struck it and I killed it. This reminds us of the fact that you and I are in a battle. And if we're going to fight for the sheep, we're going to have hand-to-hand combat. What does that mean? That means that we wrestle against not flesh and blood. What does that mean? It means, you know, boxing, you can jab, right? In boxing, you jab here and you jab there. But in wrestling, you have to get down. And wrestling, it's body against body. It's contact against contact. And that's what David did. David went in and David made contact. He wrestles not against flesh and blood. And so we see here that David says that I went in and I grabbed him by the beard. And I struck and I killed. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defiled the armies of the living God. And so David takes God's perspective on it. Now I want you to note something in the language that David uses. David did not say, I have killed the bear and the lion, and I am a warrior, and I can take this guy on. That's not David's attitude. The attitude is one of humility. The attitude is one of a dependency. The attitude is one taking God's perspective that this is an uncircumcised Philistine. This is a man of the flesh. This is an uncircumcised Philistine who has defiled the armies of the living God. So David wasn't bragging, but David looked back at his past victories, and in dependence upon God, David said, this uncircumcised Philistine will be just like this lion or this bear. And so this total reliance, David was strengthened by his past experiences. And then the Lord Jesus too. The Lord Jesus was strengthened by the word of God. We're reminded in Matthew chapter 4, when in the temptation of the Lord Jesus, we referred to this last night. We'll refer to it now, and later we're going to look at it more in detail. But when we refer to it, we want to see that Satan appeared to David, to the Lord Jesus, David, the Lord Jesus was tempted by Satan. Satan comes to the Lord Jesus. Satan says to the Lord Jesus. And even when the Lord Jesus said, it is written, what does Satan do? Well, it's also written, right, in the next temptation. And he misquoted scripture. He left some of the scripture off. And you know, this is very important. Sometimes you hear people preach and we need to be like the Bereans, where we need to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to make sure that it's in the context, that it's not taken out of the context. But the Lord Jesus there, the Lord Jesus was total dependent, and it says, man shall not live by bread alone. The Lord Jesus was dependent upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The Lord Jesus was dependent upon the word of God. And if we want a victory in our life, we need to be in the word of God. In Psalm 119, which is a psalm that we know that every verse in Psalm 119 speaks of that victory of the word of God. Every single verse except one speaks of the word of God. Every verse in Psalm 119. So it's emphasizing how important the word of God is. The psalmist there could say, how can a young man cleanse his way? But by taking heed to the word of God. And so if we want spiritual victory, like the Lord Jesus, we have to be dependent upon the word of God. David was sustained by the word and by the will of God. Notice that in verse 45. In verse 45, David said, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of multiple armies. Is the thought. I come to you in the name. Now what does name mean? Name means character. In the character of the one who's in charge of multiple hosts, multiple armies. I come to you based on the character. When we pray in the name of Jesus, it's not just something that we tag on the end of our prayer. What we're really saying is, not only do we have the authority to come, and we're coming in that authority of that blessed name, but also we're saying that everything we're praying is in the character of that blessed one. And we're praying that his character be honored. So when we say in the name, so it's a very important phrase. But oftentimes we just kind of tack it on at the end of our prayer, not realizing what we're saying. But David says, I come to you in the name of the Lord, the name of Jehovah of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. So David depends upon the word of God. Now, how does he depend upon the word of God here? He recognizes the fact the Lord says, if you honor me, I'll honor you. He recognizes the fact that the Lord says that if when you're standing for me, I'll stand with you. Much like Stephen experienced when Stephen stood for God, we find that the Lord Jesus ascended up on high, and we're told in scripture that he sat down at the right hand. But isn't it interesting that when Stephen is stoned, we find the Lord Jesus, Stephen looks up and he sees one as the Son of Man standing on his behalf. And I want to tell you something, young people. If you stand for Christ, he will stand for you. I'm not saying literally. I'm not saying literally he's going to stand up and he's seated on that throne. But I'm going to say that when you trust God and you depend upon God, I've experienced it time and time again in my life that God is no man's debtor. That when you stand for God, as David did, he will stand for you. And what do we find with the Lord Jesus? That the Lord Jesus was sustained by the word of God. And we've already mentioned that. And then next we find that David was successful by faith. And you go through those verses and you see that David was successful by faith. That it was the faith of David. Imagine this, as we'll see later, this 9.5-foot giant